The following players will be out. Mike Brown, Stephen Burton, Dwayne Gratz, Mercedes Lewis, Dwight Lowry, and Jeremy Mincy. Cecil did not practice today and is going to be listed as questionable. We feel good about his availability. It was just important to give his legs some rest. So we list him as that. But everybody else on the injury report is listed as probable. But I thought this week has been really good for us in this way. I think that we've really grown. I think we've grown closer during the week. And to come out on the field and to focus and get locked in and compete the way we did, it was a telling sign. This team, it doesn't surprise me, though, with this group of guys. Really, really good day of practice today, and feel good about our preparation and where we are right now. And I think the guys, well, I know the guys are all looking forward to this opportunity. So I'll open them up for questions.
How do you know when a team has grown closer?
Well, you know what? I think that just the way they talk and their actions, you know, Ryan, you know, where they talked about, I know what happened on Wednesday, and then Thursday they said, hey, there's some cool stuff that took place on the field. And then it got even better today. So their actions, I think, along with it. But well, we had a really, really good team meeting, and they're just the way they talk and they communicate and the openness and you know, how they communicate with one another, I think is really telltale signs.
Dave said yesterday he talked to Mo and Paz about, hey, you're not going away. Do you think that was important?
Yes, I do. I do, because I think sometimes when things like this happen, the perception is, what's going on? And I think that message was from me on Wednesday. You know, to say, hey, this was one of these things that came up, and we're always going to look at evaluating our roster. But I think there's certain guys that, you know, at their stage in their career and where they're at, and out of regard and respect for them, I think it's important to tell them and let them know. And we just felt it was important for those guys to understand. There's such strong leaders. There's such strong leaders for our team. And I know there's their ability on the football field, and then they have the leadership that they're going through. I didn't want to have another distraction for them. And so I wanted to keep strong in those other two areas.
Cleveland made a trade and has now won three straight after a lot of people said, what are you doing making this trade? Is that anything you can use for motivation?
No, we don't. Well, you know, I don't know how it worked for them and what they went through. But, you know, I think our concern is just about our team and where we're at. And we really believe, it seems like a broken record, but, you know, going back and evaluating things, God, it's like 90% of the things that we're doing, we're seeing guys get better. Our special teams are getting better. These guys are getting better. Sip's getting better. This guy's getting better. And you're seeing so many cool things happen. And there's those things that you're talking about that are saying, what are we going to do about this? I said, I know. That's the 10%. But we don't want to lose this 90. We don't want to lose this 90. We want to keep capturing that. And the 10% will come. It'll come. And that's where our guys are at right now. And they see that 10%. And the way we go attack practice and the way we do things is evident that they want to get that part changed.
Do you think Sunday is the day?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I just, for me and for our staff and for our team, it's just another opportunity. And let's take another step. And let's take another step. And we'll see.
With Luke moving back to his natural position, there may be high expectations for him on Sunday. Now that you've had a chance to watch him work back at left tackle, what are your realistic
expectations? That's a great question. At the right tackle, he had high expectations, and we knew it was going to take a little bit of time. At the left tackle, he's the same guy. He has those high expectations, and the way he goes about it, he attacks it now. He really is, and we know that it's going to be a little bit of a process for him. But he is truly just going to get better and better the more and more reps and more looks he sees. So what I like about Luke is how he's attacking that opportunity.
Do you think the new linebacker will be active?
Yes.
All right. Did you have a chance to watch him on tape?
Yes.
What did you like about him?
Did. What I really thought was he upgraded us special teams-wise. Okay. And, you know, he did a nice job in preseason at linebacker, but he has the ability to be a four-core special teams guy. And, you know, with Dave and I, we always are looking at, you know, the practice squad and those parts of our roster, and right now we're competing to always look to improve that part of the roster. And we felt like this could be a great addition to help us improve in that area and on special teams.
Will we see Brad Field get some time at right tackle?
You know what? That's another good question. We'll talk more about that tonight. I know those guys have had a chance to compete and go through it. Obviously, Austin is going to be the first guy in and had a good week. But, you know, I think we got to keep guys fresh and see how they're doing and how they're responding. And I'll talk to George more about that today.